Shalom and Boker Tov to all of you this morning. Again, it's a thrill to hear you. I've been hearing a lot in the meeting that I was in Florida and then yesterday on Pat Robertson about, well, let me tell you this. Sister Jeannie Wilkerson prophesied years ago that in the end of days, there are going to be giants in the land. And those giants, she talked about corporate giants, but I don't think she saw everything. And what I've been hearing about is the power of the social media, particularly Twitter, and the man who owns Twitter, and those who own Facebook and other things. I've been hearing about something called shadow banning, where if let's say, for instance, I don't want to claim this for me, but someone who is religious and conservative, you can think that your Twitter went out to thousands and they have shattered it. They have brought down the number of people you reach. I don't know how this happens, but yesterday, and I don't know how he did this, President Donald John Trump made some kind of a move to limit their power. And but in all of this and in thinking about their power and what they can do, I thought about the power of prayer. None of it, not any of it, can approach the power of prayer. And when we get together on Wednesdays and we have, and I'm just absolutely thrilled, we have this broad all across the United States represented, none of that can beat it. None of it can beat us. I tweeted yesterday. I do tweet. I'm a tweeter. And yesterday I was reading in the book of Luke, just kind of reading through the Passion Translation. And it had this on Luke 1:37. Not one promise of God is empty of power, for nothing is impossible with God. Not one promise of God is empty of power, for nothing is impossible with God. And the translator reached back into an Aramaic translation to get that first part. Not one promise of God is empty of power. And not one thing God told us to do did he not intend to answer it. This is a thought I had yesterday. First of all, and I'm going to read to you, this is from the New English, or the English Standard Version. 1 Timothy 2:1. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people. And here's how you pray for all people. You pray for their kings and all who are in high position, that we might lead, here's the end, here's God's wish, God's will, that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. If God did not intend to answer our prayers for our leaders, why did he tell us to do it? He does intend to answer it. He does answer it. And he told us to do it because we here on the earth have the authority. That is our badge of authority on the earth, is our earth suit. We are citizens from another kingdom. We are citizens from heaven. But we go about in a badge that gives us the right to pray this and God to answer it. So, President Donald John Trump, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and then I want to say congratulations. We always have somebody on this line from Australia. You don't identify yourself, but every week when I look at the report that we get now, that we can get, you know, technically, our tech team can get, there's always people from Australia. And I want to congratulate them on the fact that they kept in power their Christian leadership. My son Chip and his wife Candace and my grandson came to visit me this last night. They drove in. And bless the Lord, oh my soul. It was so good to hear them. And Chip brought out the fact that several elections lately, the polls have shown that the conservatives were behind. But when it came time for the election to be counted, it was well in the camp of the believers. We say the believers. You know, God's not a Republican. He's not a Democrat. He's not a Labor. He's not this whatever parties you have in your country. But he is pro-Israel. And that is my issue. Who's going to be pro-Israel? I watched again online when President Donald John Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu were in the Oval Office announcing that the United States was recognizing the Golan as a part of Israel. And Bibi Netanyahu said, Israel, he said, I've been in this Oval Office lots of times, and I've been here with several presidents, but Israel has never had a better friend in the presidency than Donald Trump. So why am I for it? It has to do with the values, and it has to do, number one, with Israel. I'm offering to you, you see, we're in the judgment of the nations. We're in the final hours of this age, and God is judging the nations. It will come down to a final judgment, Matthew 25, when Jesus gathers the nations before them, him, and there's one, nations as nations will be judged. God speaks of nations being brought up, even cities being brought up at the last judgment. And the number one thing they're going to be judged about is how did they treat Israel? And so I did a mini book, and I put just the scriptures in it that show that nations will be judged for how they treat Israel. I'm offering that mini book. You can call us at our toll-free number, 1-800-972-3447, and ask for the mini book, The Judgment of the Nations. Now, I'm offering that for $2. I think it regularly sells for $3, but we'll send it $2, and we'll pay the shipping. Up to 10 copies. Order some other copies for your friends. So we're going to pray now. First of all, we're going to obey what God said. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, we who are on this line are privileged to live in countries. Thank God, hallelujah, we have a friend from the Netherlands. I don't know everything about the Netherlands that's going on, but I know here's someone that lives there and is praying. But there's so many on this line from the United States, I believe almost every state represented, and Canada, and Australia, and Britain. Father, Holy Father, we want to thank you for freedom. We praise you and give you glory for freedom. Freedom to have a phone call like this. Freedom to meet in your name in prayer like we are right now. And obeying your word. You told us, and the thought came to me, he wouldn't have told us if he didn't intend us to answer it. So here we go. Praying, first of all. Each one of us now lifting up our leader. We lift up here in America the one who is the President, President Donald John Trump. And we stand with our friends in Israel lifting up Benjamin Netanyahu. And we stand with the others on this line. Holy Father, we also lift up those who are right now, Father, right now in this earth, they're saber rattling over Iran. There, no one wants to go to war. I know we don't want to go to war. President Trump has said he doesn't want to go to war. But Father, in the name above all names, we've got to have your leadership. We've got to have you tell those leaders what to do. In the name above all names, they're only people. They're only men and women. But you are God, and you have told us to lift them up. That means it is your will to think down through their minds, to influence them with heaven, for angels all around them to influence them, for the Holy Spirit to influence them, to make the decisions that would lead toward our having a time, dearest Father, when almost like a window here, when we could have a peaceful existence and the word of God could be sent forth. That people would come to the knowledge of the truth. Let us pray now in the Spirit. Trusting you, Lord, for utterance. Utterance that would go to every branch of our government. Right from the top even down to Branson where I live. Right from the Oval Office. Right from the Hisolomo Combra, the administration. Ito do Broho Santo Vehishanto, the legislative. Ili Brasoto, the judicial. That they will know, and that they Oshana Mahasata, the Pora Makalakalatanya, the intelligence. Father, give us the intelligence that we need. The intelligence. I speak of the spies. I speak of those who are gathering information. Oh Lord, everything, it says everything in the word is open to you with whom we have to do. And we're so very, very thankful we think of that time in the Bible. Oh, the power of God. When the enemy of Israel, the enemy king said, they know every time we're going to attack, every time we're going to ambush, we must have a traitor. And his advisor said, no, no traitor, Lord. But there's a prophet in Israel that knows. Oh, Holy Father, we lift up the knowing ones. We lift them up. For voice, for influence. Father, anybody that might be planning some kind of an evil attack, we ask you to reveal it. In the name above all names, our precious Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. Folks, of course, you know, I believe in prayer, and I also believe in doing so that God can work through you. And one of the things that I work with is Washington is Christians United for Israel. We're getting ready to have our summit in Washington, D.C., officially beginning on July 8th and 9th. And that's when we're gonna have great speakers. Dennis Prager, whom I've just heard down at a meeting in Florida, and oh, that man, how I enjoy hearing him. Also, the Ambassador Friedman will be there. Others are going to be there. I don't think they've told exactly all the names, but it's pretty exciting. But I want you to come as prayers on Sunday, July 7th. It's just one day early. And there, Lynn Hammond leads Daughters for Zion, which is a prayer group for Israel that is out of Christians United for Israel. And you don't have to be a daughter. We have a lot of men that come. Every year now on the Sunday meeting, it's growing, 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 and powerful prayers. And there we spend practically the whole day praying, daytime, and then we go into the night. And we have some teaching. We have some instruction. Lynn Hammond, who is the head, Cheryl Morrison, and Diane Hagee, of course, is one of the hostess on this, and I myself. And we speak and we lead in prayer, and we're powerful together right in Washington, D.C. So you can go online to CUFI and register. At the very least, go online to Christians United for Israel and sign up as a member. We're over 6 million strong now. And we're going to be going up to our offices. We go every year, like, for instance, I'm from Missouri, and Senator Roy Blunt is going to be one of our speakers this year. And he is a very pro-Israel. We're so thankful to have him. And now we have another senator. Bless the Lord. It's just so important that we pray for and that we help with our feet those that are for Israel. And so I told you I had that thought, you know, that God wouldn't have told us to pray if he didn't want to answer it. And I had another thought this week when the storms moved across America and when they prophesied, the prognosticators, the weathermen, that this was going to be a very bad year. And my son and his wife, pastors at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, and I know Joe's on the line here and others are on the line from that church. Joe, you texted me, right in the middle of things. And they were battling storms all evening and up until yesterday morning. I saw on national news pictures of the tornado that was over the Tulsa airport, twin tornadoes that were there. And my daughter Candace said, she's actually my daughter-in-law, but she's a daughter to me. She said it was like a chess game. The tail of the thing would try, it's going to hit here, it's going to hit here. Here's what they were saying on the television. And then they'd rebuke that thing, and it would lift up. So think about Jesus. He rebuked the winds. He rebuked the storms. I'm going to read you some statements right here from the Word of God. This is from Matthew 8:26. And he saith unto them, those who were asleep in the boat, who were so afraid. I'll read you that part. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the boat was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Save, Lord, we perish. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Luke says it this way, And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? Now, some people believe that God just controls everything. Well, he is the sovereign being, but he gave unto us the right to pray, the right of authority, because you remember that it was Adam who sold out the authority on the earth to the enemy. It was when God created this earth, Genesis 1:1, when God created the earth, all weather was perfect. But by Genesis 1:2, things had become tohu vabohu. You can read about that in my book, The Blood and the Glory. I teach about it a lot. At the fall of man, he gave over the authority on the earth to the God of this world. He's now called the God of this world. And what's happening here, and he has it until Adam's lease comes out. He's the prince of the power of the air, the enemy. He has set himself up in this second heavens, you might say, mid heavens. And many of the storms, none of them come from God. The whole system that creates storms is an imperfect system. And if it's just a naturally created one, then we still have authority. But sometimes it's Satan himself. It certainly wasn't God that brought that storm on Jesus in that boat. If it had been God, Jesus would never have rebuked it. And so that night, when I was hearing about the wide swath of the storms, I thought and I prayed that the Lord would remind the believers of their authority. So I want to remind you of it right now. I want to remind you of the authority of the believer that you have. And we're going to pray that prayer right now. Hallelujah. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts, our understanding, be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints? What is the exceeding greatness of your dunamis to us who do believe, according to your mighty power which you wrought in the Messiah, the Anointed One, when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age and world, but also in that which is to come. And you've put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all to the ecclesia, the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And us you have quickened when we were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins. But, O God, you who are rich in mercy, and for your great love wherewith you loved us, even when we were dead in sins, you quickened us together with Christ. By grace we're saved, You raised us up together with him. You made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you that when you quickened the head, you quickened the body. When you raised the head, you raised the body. When you seated the head, you seated the body. And here we are all across America, Father. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, today, this day, in the name of Jesus, we stand in Uramasata authority over the weather patterns. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, any storms that are going to pop up, we stand against them. We also stand against Hista the Makaya, the Pesha Namara, the evil spirits in the heavenlies where we dwell. We won't let them, in the name of Jesus, we will not let you today cause havoc through storms or through demented people or through people in the name, above all names, who have planned attacks against people. We stand in control today, Father. We take our authority. We sit in our seat of authority, and we say, cease and desist in your maneuvers. Thus far shall you come and no further. You're not coming any further into our lives. We draw the bloodline. I draw the bloodline over that road down by my property. You are not coming over that road with water. In the name above all names, you're not going to think through the Corps of Engineers and have them decide to raise the levels that would flood my road. In Jesus' name, I take authority over it. In the name above all names, I take authority over the weather this day in Branson, Missouri. In the name above all names, we're having a good day, a sunny day. And we do thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name for this. In my family, I plead the blood of Jesus over my family, over the good works that God's ordained that we should walk in, over all that has to do with Billy Brim today. Folks, I know you've been praying. There's been a lot of saber rattling about Iran. We don't want to go to war, but let's just pray. We pray, and you're praying, I know. I know that you are lifting up our leaders who have to make these decisions. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is leaving today with a 4-bus tour to Israel. I think that the tour doesn't go for a few days, but the leader's going. Shelley, my daughter Shelley, and I'm so pleased with her. She's been asked to lead one of the buses, and I'm just so thankful that bus is going to have a treasure trove of information that's been put into that child. Now, of course, grandmother herself. But I'm just thankful to you, Father. I thank you for the truth of the Word of God. I'm thinking that these people are going. And I'm asking you, Father, to protect them all the way and to teach them and to show them. And that when they come back, they'll be so pro the things of God. I know they are even now. But that you'll enlighten their eyes. I will go myself a week from Wednesday. This will be my third trip to Israel since November. And Barbara Joy Neiman and others at our group, out at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks have been praying, and they really sense something about these trips we're taking right now. And Father, in the name above all names, we go in you. KCM goes in you. I'm taking part in the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast where I'm one of the people on that, whatever you call it, I don't know if it's advisors board or whatever. But, oh, Father, we ask you to help the leaders of that group. But whatever it is you have, whatever it is our prayers have sensed, Lord, we add our faith to it. We thank you, Father, that we can stand on the promises of God, for it is written, not one promise of God is empty of power, for nothing is impossible with God. I want to thank all of you for your support of our ministry, and especially when so many things I'm going to now, so many things that have to do with Israel, is a total expense, you know. And God has been so faithful. And I know that he's faithful through faithful partners. And I just wanted to praise God and thank you for that. And I thank you for your prayers for me. I sense them, so sense them for strength and for wellness, wholeness. In the name above all names, what a mighty and wonderful God we serve. I want to tell you again that you can get that little mini book, which is just scriptures on the judgment of the nations as to how they treat Israel. 1-800-972-3447. That's $2, and we will pay the shipping on up to 10 copies. This won't stay on forever, but it is on right now. So one of the things that I know we have to get the power of prayer on is our 2020 elections. And there are people, well, let me see, how do I say this? I think there are people we need to pray out. I don't know who all of them are. I know who some of them are. Anyone with anti-Semitic tendencies and hatred in their heart of God's chosen nation. Someone said, well, you know, you have to love everybody. We love them, but that doesn't mean we want them making our laws. So, Father, in the name above all names, there are those that we ask you, it says in the word that you lift up and you put out kings and leaders. So there's some that we want ousted. And if they come against you and your plans for Israel, for instance, one of them, you know, we've just passed the May 14 in our calendar, the 71st anniversary of the nation of Israel. And the day before that in Israel, they have Holocaust Remembrance Day. And on Holocaust Remembrance Day, they pause. They take a time. I think it's 11 o'clock in the morning. I've been there. I don't know exactly what time it is, but even the whole nation halts. All cars stop. People get out of their cars and stand by the side of the road for 2 minutes in memory of everyone who shed their blood that Israel could be reborn, and everyone who was a Holocaust, who went through the Holocaust, remembering. Dennis Prager talked about this in the last meeting where I was just last week. He said, talking about honor, and he talked about honoring your parents. He said, the Bible doesn't tell you to love your parents, because you go through a time, sometimes a teenager, you might not. But he said, I was brought up on the Ten Commandments. And I knew, even no matter if I didn't agree with my parents, the Bible said, honor your father and mother, that it may be well with you. And he said, I believed it. And never, ever would I have done anything other than honor my father and mother. And he talked about honoring those and honoring what brought us freedom. And he talked about Israel and how they stop and honor. And he said, what does America do on Memorial Day? They have mattress sales. This sale, that sale. But on this Memorial Day, let us take a time to honor everyone who spilled their blood. I remember when I was on a tour with Barton and Garlock, Jim Barton, Jim Garlock, and we were on a patriotic tour, and we were in New England at a battle site, and there was an old church there, still the same, and it was used as a hospital during the Revolutionary War. And on one of the pews, there was a blood stain that had soaked down into the wood. And I still can see that blood stain. And so we honor anyone from your family, anyone back forever who has shed blood here in America or given up someone. We just thank you, Father. And we pray, dear Father, for this country, that we can remain strong and remain a friend of Israel. And we honor those. We honor those. Something really kind of funny happened when I was coming back from Mar-a-Lago, coming back from Florida. On one of our flights, we flew from West Palm Beach, we flew to Charlotte, and then back up to Springfield. And on one of the flights, we saw a man who was Air Force. I think he probably looked around 80 years old. So he went pretty far back in his service. He said he only wished he were young enough to start it all over again. He was a high officer. And I said, well, too bad you can't come from Charlotte with us to Branson, because we really honor our veterans in Branson. When we got on the next flight, Shelley and I, and we came to Branson, we got off that flight and we saw all kinds of people lined up to welcome veterans. They had balloons, they had signs, and there was a band, I say, probably about a, 40-piece band playing there. We were laughing. We said, what if he had seen this? Springfield sends veterans on a memory trip to Washington, D.C., and shows them the memorials, and a group of them were flying home. And there they were out to greet them. We laughed. We said, what if that man had seen this? He would have thought, boy, we surely do. But honor, honor parents, honor, you know, when God says what's going to happen in the end days, in Timothy he says, you know, they'll be disobedient to parents. And so honor our pastor, Keith Moore, up at the front of our church. It says, I will honor those who honor me. And so we let honor be a part of us right now, Father. We honor those who serve and have always served. We honor those who have given their lives. And Father, please help us to honor offices so that good people won't be afraid to run because of what might happen to their families. And we thank you and honor those who serve. Lord, I praise you and give you glory. And I honor all the people that are on this line. They take time to pray. And Father, in the name above all names, I pray blessings of God upon them this very day, this Wednesday. I pray blessings upon them as they serve you. We love you, adore you, and thank you for the privilege of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Shalom, shalom.